Think of the children. They need good music at Mass, too. How to Handle Kitties and More Journey Songs here on iSnark number 166. Right now!
iSnark, you snark, we all snark for the iSnark.
I snark, therefore I am.
To snark or not to snark? That is the question.
Oh, to hell with it. Snark!
Snarks rule. Litter guys drool.
Long live the snark. I am snark. Hear me roar.
Snark
this.
Oh, come on now, son. You can't snark an old snark now.
Oh, snark, snark, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Oh, snark off, will ya?
Lift high the snark, lift high the roaring snark, proclaim.
What the snark?
Ryan Michael Page is I Snark.
This portion of I Snark is brought to you by Juvenile Entertainment. Great for the school play, bad for Holy Mass. And now, like a kid in a gun store when he's at the computer, here's Brian Michael Page.
Why, hello and welcome, Ego Sumbiani Smigalis Pagina, your friendly neighborhood I Snark. Well, I have to tell you, I went to this church just over the line from me in the neighboring diocese of Fall River for Good Shepherd Sunday. That's the ordinary form Good Shepherd Sunday, by the way, but anywho. This church normally has an organist doing the accompanying, and she plays okay, and the majority of her music selections are rather good. At the 10 o'clock mass, she would lead the junior choir, which consists mainly of teens, and she'd bite maybe one bullet, two tops in terms of taking on any really goofy music. But at least it was on the organ, albeit an old Allen. Well, this time around, it was quite the disappointment. Apparently, the organist is on the injured reserve list, and I pray for her recovery. However, there was no organ being played at all. The interim director, I don't know if it's interim or whether it's taken over for good or what, but she had a young accompanist play this goofy keyboard. And for most of the mass, it sounded like a piano, and for a couple of pieces, more like an electric piano. A Fender Rhodes comes to mind. Only two of the selections were any good. The offertory, which was The King of Love, My Shepherd Is, good choice for the day. And the recessional, Praise to the Lord, the Almighty. The King of Love, My Shepherd Is, however, the way it was played, reminded me so much of my nephew's First Communion Mass, with these cute little arpeggios that make great background music for Romper Room or perhaps Barney, that insufferable purple dinosaur.
Oh, that's okay.
No, it isn't. Stop that.
While we're at it, I have a WTF award to hand out. Now, usually I hand these out on Christos Finch at the blog. However, these need to be heard as well as seen. After that mass, I went upstairs and I asked the choir director, oh, by the way, what happened to the organ?
Oh, we're not crazy about the organ, she says. We have an accompanist. He plays keyboard. We're going to get a new keyboard anyways, and it has more organ sounds.
Organ sounds? Let's hand this lady a WTF award, shall we?
WTF?
Now, for some reason, at masses that involve kids in some way, shape, or form, whether it be young kids age 6 or teens, or whether it be a junior choir singing, or whether it be Holy Communion or Confirmation, anything that involves youth, the music, on the most part, I'm not saying all parishes, because there are some parishes where it's actually pretty good, and I'm not just talking about the ones I played at either, but in most cases, the music for these seems to be just plain awful. Let me put it this way. At my nephew Christian's First Communion, the opening hymn was Table of Plenty. Blech! All four verses, plus a couple repeated, accompanied on the piano, and then there was some other crap accompanied on the guitar as well that I didn't quite recognize.
And then there was Immaculate Mary. And I mean, I love Immaculate Mary. It's a beautiful hymn. Beautiful hymn from Lourdes, France. And I don't remember exactly when it was played. I think it was like a meditation or something after communion. I'm not sure. That might have been a May crowning. I'm not really sure. However, this pianist played these goofy arpeggios that made the spinet piano in the choir loft sound like a toy piano. And I don't mean Schroeder from Peanuts either. I don't mean his toy piano either. Schroeder could make his toy piano sound like a 9-foot concert grand. I mean, we're talking like ting, 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 ting. Oh, it's awful. And let's not forget that special moment after communion in most parishes. And I've seen this from experience. I've had nephews, nieces, my own kids make their first communion, where all the kiddies would gather on their little stage in front of the altar and sing their cutesy little special song that their mommies and daddies can just adore them, especially the mommies, I think. But oh, they're so cute. Unfortunately, the music selected in the little stage act that suddenly turned Holy Mass into an abomination wasn't so cute. Confirmation. And choirs of kids' confirmation age seem to consist of somewhat more advanced music, but of the same goofy hymnal, Glory and Praise. I know. I had Abba Father and pieces flowing like a river forced down my throat during my own confirmation rehearsals when I was almost 15. Hardly any of us sang it, and the CCD powers that be were getting quite cross at us for not singing. Needless to say, I didn't sing it at the confirmation mass either. I just clammed up, kept my mouth zipped shut. My mom pretty much did the same thing, and she was my sponsor. And now my brother Glenn, who I sponsored for his confirmation, had to put up with Here I Am, Lord, for the opening hymn. Just what we needed, processing to our seats while proclaiming, Here I am!
Ah, think of the children.
Yeah, that's right. Think of the children. Teach them the right thing. What's going to happen when these kids get older? When are we going to quit forcing cutesy little kitty tunes, hootenanny music, sacro pop, love ballads, and so-called praise and worship music down the throats of all these kids? It's just as easy to teach them true Catholic music as it is to force the goofy stuff down their throats. The true Catholic music is much more dignified. First Communion kids, I'll bet, would be more than happy to close Mass with Holy God, we praise thy name. Confirmation kids should know Come Holy Ghost by this stage. Don't be afraid to shoot some Latin at these kids either. Now, I'm not saying do Mass 8 or Credo 3 and a couple of quick rehearsals or chants from the Liber Usualis. They're not going to get them. Not like that, anyways. It would take them several rehearsals, I think. But let's see. First Communion, Ave Verum, will work just fine. Just fine. You have melodies that are repeated. You could almost do a call and response on it. You know, have one group of people do, Ave Verum, Corpus Natum, De Maria Virgine. And then have the choir echo the second line. For confirmation, the mode 8, Veni Creator Spiritus, works just fine. And in both cases, the very easy Jubilate Deo Mass compilation, accessible to just about everyone and their 15 cousins each, will work perfect. Living proof, in my short stay at St. Teresa's in Pawtucket about 12 years ago, I got the junior choir to sing the Sanctus and Agnus Dei from Mass 18. And you know what? They loved it, especially the Agnus. Rule of thumb. Today's junior choir is tomorrow's senior choir. The music used at Holy Mass should reflect that. Save the liturgy, save the world. Today we're going to find some more welcome additions to the second edition of Journey Songs, namely the 500s and 600s sections of the hymnal. But first, let's say hello to them there jungle screechers.
Feast for the week! Feast for the week!
Why, thank you, Jungle Screechers. Well, we're actually going to
extend our Feast for the Week edition this time around to a half month so that we can start with the first of the month and try to keep current as possible, okay? So, here we go. Saturday, May 1st.
Mayday, mayday! Some Lyrgeist is trying to torture me with his banner over me as love.
Well, counterattack with a Lottie with Gina Chaley. Yes, it's May Day, folks, but more importantly, it is the Feast of St. Joseph the Worker. First class in the extraordinary form, but only an optional memorial in the ordinary form. Vestment color, both forms, white all the way. White also on Sunday the 2nd in the extraordinary form, 4th Sunday after Easter, in the ordinary form, 5th Sunday of Easter. Remember that quarter after quarter of rule I mentioned on the last show. Monday the 3rd, in the extraordinary form, Beriah. Vestment color white. However, at Low Mass, there is a commemoration for Saints Alexander I, Evencius, Theodules, and Juvenal. Alexander I was Pope from around the years 106 to 115. Evencius and Theodules were martyrs, and Juvenal was a bishop and confessor. In the ordinary form, Saints Philip and James, apostles. Vestment color, red, and this one is celebrated as a feast. Tuesday the 4th, in the extraordinary form, St. Monica, a widow of the church, also the mother of St. Augustine. In the ordinary form, Beriah. Vestment color in both forms, white. Wednesday the 5th, in the extraordinary form, St. Pius the 5th, Pope and Confessor, Feast of the Third Class. It is Pius the 5th who played a significant role in the Council of Trent and drew up the form of liturgy that was the ordinary form back then, all the way up until the form of the Mass promulgated by Pope Paul VI 400 years later. The Mass of Pope St. Pius V is now the extraordinary form, of course, as the Mass of Pope Paul VI became the ordinary form. This, as many of you know, was declared by Pope Benedict XVI just a couple of years ago in his motu proprio Summorum Pontificum. Meanwhile, in the ordinary form, Beriah. Vestment color in both forms, white. Thursday the 6th in both forms, Beriah. Vestment color, white. Friday the 7th, in the extraordinary form, St. Stanislaus, Bishop and Martyr. Third class, vestment color, red. This is Stanislaus, who was Bishop of Krakow, martyred in the year 1079. Not to be confused with the more familiar St. Stanislaus Kostka, who was a Polish Jesuit. In the ordinary form, again, Beriah. Vestment color, white. Saturday, on the 8th, in the extraordinary form, Our Lady, on Saturday. Fourth class, in the ordinary form, Beriah. Vestment color in both forms, white. Now, Sunday, May 9th, on the secular calendar, of course, is Mother's Day. Now, in the extraordinary form of the Mass, 5th Sunday after Easter, and in the ordinary form of the Mass, no, not a feria, the 6th Sunday of Easter. I know, after 5 feria in a row, you'd think that Sunday was a feria at that point, right? Wrong! Vestment color, in all forms, white. Now, Monday, May 10th, in the extraordinary form, St. Antoninus, Bishop and Confessor, that's a third-class feast. In the ordinary form, Blessed Damian Joseph de Vister of Molokai, a priest. That's an optional memorial. Vestment color in all cases, white. Tuesday the 11th, in the extraordinary form, Saints Philip and James, which was celebrated in the ordinary form on May 3rd. Extraordinary form celebrates it here on the 11th. And that's a second class feast, vestment color red. And in the ordinary form, Beriah. Vestment color white. Now, Wednesday the 12th, okay, in the extraordinary form, a Vigil of the Ascension, second class, vestment color, white. Now, in the ordinary form, you have two optional memorials to choose from, St. Nereus and Achilles, both martyrs, or St. Pancras, also a martyr. Vestment color for any of the martyr feasts, red, and if it's just doing the feria, white. Thursday the 13th. Now, tell me this ain't confusing stuff, right? In the extraordinary form, the Ascension of Our Lord Jesus Christ, first class, Holy Day of Obligation, vestment color white. Well, that part was easy, okay? Now, in the ordinary form, well, that depends on what diocese you're going to be in, okay?
If you're closer to the East Coast, it's very likely that the Solemnity of the Ascension will be celebrated on this day, the 13th, as a holy day of obligation. If you're closer to the West Coast, it's very likely that the Ascension will be moved to the following Sunday, the 16th. Personally, I like the holy day of obligation idea better. Friday the 14th, in the extraordinary form,
Beria,
vestment color white. And in the ordinary form, St. Matthias the Apostle. This is celebrated as a feast, and the vestment color is red. Saturday the 15th, in the extraordinary form, Saint Jean-Baptiste de la Salle, a confessor, third class. And in the ordinary form, Saint Isidore the Laborer, also known as Saint Isidore the Farmer. Vestment color there, white. And finally, Sunday the 16th, ready for this? In the extraordinary form, Sunday after Ascension, second class. No more quarter after quarter of here. It's vestment color white. And in the ordinary form, again, like I mentioned, for the Thursday the 13th, it depends on your diocese. Now, if you celebrated the Ascension on the 13th, like you should, then Sunday the 16th is the seventh Sunday of Easter. If you didn't celebrate it on that Thursday, then it's Sunday the 16th. Again, I'd much rather have it on Thursday, okay?
Step away from the mouse.
Coming up, the amazing journey through journey songs, hymns in the 500s and 600s. But first, the deli meat that sticks to the ribs just like pasta, but makes you crave even more. Stay tuned.
Krakowska kielbasa, the best deli meat. Delicious, nutritious, it just can't be beat. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today. Some like it with mustard, some just like it plain. But all the best shoppers ask for it by name. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today. Each day before dinner, our hunger renewed. We hear Christos Vincit promote this great food. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today.
And now, here's an iSnark fun fact.
When I was a young kid, I spent the majority of my spare time doodling. I used to especially love to draw speedometers, round ones, square ones, linear ones, and for a 10-year-old kid, they were rather precise.
He can swim down low, he can sing down low, he's
Basso Profundo, the singing fish.
Mayday, mayday!
Are you sinking, Seamus?
How low can you go? How low can you go? Ouch!
That low, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Seamus, did you fall down and go boom boom on your bum bum again?
I think I broke my bum bone.
Oh, that's okay. Have a few more drinks and you won't feel a thing. Oh, till the morning anyways. Hey, you know what? I got an idea. For a change of pace, let's do a trio.
This should be interesting.
But what shall we sing?
Well, let's see. It's May, the month of Mary, and it's Easter season. How about Regina Caeli?
Mode 6.
How about the Lottie? I'm in a mood for a challenge.
Well, this should really be interesting. Okay. Without further ado, Regina Caeli by Antonio Lotti in three parts, a cappella. Let's hit it.
Regina Caeli.
Let Alleluia. Let Alleluia. Quiaque meruis deportare. Alleluia. Alleluia. Resurrexit sicut dixit. Alleluia. Alleluia. Ora pro nobis, pro nobis Deum. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Hey, not bad for impromptu, huh? Not even having any music in front of us. All right, let's have a drink.
We're going to crawl back into the Journey Songs book in just a moment. But first, we have to do business with our favorite beer company. They love our drunken schlep because he's helped their business skyrocket. Stay tuned.
Whether you're watching baseball, football, the fights, or even something boring like tennis or golf, be sure to have a real Bavarian favorite at hand. König Ludwig Weissbier, or King Louis to you.
König Ludwig is the right beer, a golden high quality brew. Golden, cloudy, cold, and refreshing. König Ludwig, King Louis to you.
Hey!
Sit back, buckle up, and enjoy the ride as we take our amazing journey through Journey Songs. On our last episode, we started exploring the hymn section of the most recent edition of the Journey Songs hymnal, the 2004 edition, I believe it is, or 2003, something like that, by Oregon Catholic Press, alias OCP. For those hymns that appear in Journey Songs that one can only wish OCP would include or re-include in their much more popular disposables, such as the Music Issue, Breaking Bread, and Heritage Missal, hymns that would be a welcome addition to any parish music program. In this list, we also included hymns that are finally completed, that is, missing verses added or restored. We combed through the 300s and 400s on our last show, coming up with about 28 titles. Let's see what we can come up with in the 500s and 600s section, shall we? All right. Number 509, 510, and 511 are three early American tunes, Resignation, Prospect, and Land of Rest. The first two come with the hymn text, The Hands That First Held Mary's Child, and A Just Man Honored from Above. Both debuted here in Journey Songs, and since then have been seeing life recently in Today's Missal and Breaking Bread. The third one is Come Now and Praise the Humble Saint, which I first found in Worship 3. All three of these honor Saint Joseph, the husband of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And now we have a hymn to another saint, John the Baptist. Number 515, The Great Forerunner of the Morn, set to the tune Winchester New, which many know with the hymn On Jordan's Bank. And now we have a hymn for two saints, Peter and Paul. Number 517, Two Noble Saints, Both Rooted, set to the tune Elecombe. 519, Hail Holy Queen Enthroned Above. This version comes with six verses, nearly completing the translation of the Latin Salve Regina Caeli tune. Number 522, Lift High the Cross, finally has that missing first verse, Come Christians Follow Where Our Captain Trod. 526, For All the Saints,
finally has all eight verses. Number 527, rejoice with all the saints this day, said to the tomb prospect. 529, O Lord of darkness and of light, said to one of my favorite tunes, Wareham. Number 530, O Lord of life, where'er they be, said to the tune, Gelobt sei Gott. That was in the music issue for a couple of years and then disappeared. Excellent All Souls hymn. 531, Unless the Lord shall build the house, set to the tune, Resignation. Number 535, Immaculate Mary, added the middle verse that begins, Your name is our power, your virtues our light. 554, Our Father, we have wandered, set to the tune, Passion Chorale. First found in the ICEL Resource Collection. That was a book that was published jointly by the ICEL and GIA back in 1981. It had about 250 hymns in the public domain, and then it had a small section of hymns and responses that were commissioned by the ICEL. And what was nice is permission was granted where you could copy these anytime for parish use. 571, God who created hearts to love, set to the tune Lasst uns erfreuen, appeared here in Journey Songs before making its way finally to the music issue. Great text for weddings. Be Still My Soul also appeared in Journey Songs first before finally making it to the music issue. This is set to the beloved Jean Sibelius tune Finlandia. 577, O Christ the Healer, we have come, set to the tune, Erhalt uns Herr. 579, Your Hands, O Lord, in Days of Old, set to a tune by Mozart, which Worship 2 and Worship 3 both use for I Sing the Mighty Power of God. Number 591, Jesus, Lord, Have Mercy, set to the mode 5 chant tune, Adoro Te Devote. This text, by the way, is an altered version of an earlier hymn, Jesus, Son of Mary. 592, How Blessed Are They Who Trust in Christ, set to the tune Truro, which many associate with Lift Up Your Heads, Ye Mighty Gates. 593, Holy God, We Praise Thy Name, finally adds the verse that begins, Lo, the Apostolic Train. 597, Praise to the Lord the Almighty, finally adds the verse that begins, Praise to the Lord, above all things so wondrously reigning. 602, The God of Abraham Praise, was once in the music issue and then disappeared. Excellent tune, but should be raised to F minor. Save the E minor key for early hours, you know, when most of those are still waking up. 610, Sing Praise to God Who Reigns Above, set to the tune Mit Freuden Satt. Excellent tune. 612, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, finally added the verse that begins, Frail as summer's flowers we flourish. Number 617, Let All the Peoples Praise You, O Lord. Excellent tune, however, miscredited. The publisher credited all of the music to Christopher Wilcock, the Australian Jesuit. However, although the text is Wilcock's, the tune is actually an adaptation of a hymn tune called In Der Is Freude. Some may know it, In Thee Is Gladness. That tune was actually written by Giovanni Gastaldi. 625, Sing Praise to the Lord, set to the tune Laudate Dominum by Charles Hubert Hastings Parry. 632, All Things Bright and Beautiful, using the tune Royal Oak. 633, Oh, Who Can Know the Mind of God, set to the early American tune Morning Song. 640, this one's a personal favorite of mine, Sing to the Lord of Harvest, using the tune Wie Lieblich Ist Der Mein. I first learned this hymn as a choir boy in 1975, fell in love with the tune since. 642, For the Beauty of the Earth, finally added the missing verse which begins, For the Joy of Ear and Eye. 652, Our God Provides, set to a Dutch tune called Gelukkig Is Het Land. This was once in the music issue and then disappeared. 655, God Whose Glory Reigns Eternal, set to the early American tune Beach Spring. 668, another one set to Morning Song, O Christ, You Speak the Names of God. 670, O Christ, Our Teacher and Our Way, and this is set to the tune, Herr Jesu Christ, dich zu uns wend. excellent test to Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. 675, blessed Jesus at your word, set to the tune Liebst der Jesu. My only suggestion should be blessed Jesus at thy word. Thank you. 677, the word of God was from the start, set to the mode one chant tune Jesu Dulcis Memoria. 678, God has spoken by his prophets, set to another Charles Hubert Hastings Parry tune, Rustington. 679, the bearers of the living word, set to a tune called Hiding Place. And this is a tune that was first discovered with a text called We Sinned, which was first found in the earlier mentioned GIA/ICEL joint venture, the ICEL Resource Collection. 693, Come My Way, My Truth, My Life, set to The Call, part of Five Mystical Songs by Ralph Vaughan Williams. And this one, I was very livid to see this one removed after the 2005 music issue. 698, Faith of Our Fathers, finally adds the second verse, The Martyrs Chained in Prisons Dark, albeit it should be Our Fathers Chained in Prisons Dark. And finally, number 700, We Walk by Faith, set to the tune St. Anne, instead of the Marty Hagen tune Shanty, which was used as the closing hymn for his massive cremation. On the next episode, we will finish off the hymn section of Journey Song 2nd Edition. In the interim, let Christos Vincit Whitewash clean out your hymnals of musical sins.
Ay, 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 ay. New Christos Vincit Whitewash. In minutes it washes and rinses and spins. It'll clean out your hymnals of musical sins.
Ay, 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 ay. New Christos Vincit Whitewash.
And now, here's an iSnark fun fact. Yours truly is an avid cribbage player. I not only taught my wife, but I taught my kids as well. Anyone want to get smoked? And now let's say hello to our musical guest, Paul Lisney.
Blessed be God in his angels and in his saints.
Paul Lisney and his version of the Divine Praises. We've played that a couple of times before, back in the old feeds. And this is about the time that many parishes will be having their big First Communion Masses. So really a good thing to be teaching the kiddies, you know, instead of, oh, how I love Jesus and his banner over me is love, would be to pray the Divine Praises. You know, and then, you know, teach them the old Salutaris and the Tantum Ergo, even if it's in English. Sure beats, oh, how I love Jesus and his banner over me is love. Paul Lisney comes courtesy of Music Alley, www.musicalley.com. And you can catch Paul Lisney's own site, imagesofheaven.org/lisney.html.
Don't do this at church.
Just a quick closing announcement. After Mass, you are invited to the hall downstairs, where there will be a cribbage tournament featuring yours truly. Come on down, and I'll smoke yous all.
Boom, boom, boom. 10 little 9 little 8 little snarks. 7 little 6 little 5 little snarks. 4 little 3 little 2 little snarks. 1 little snark.
Okay, today's top 10 list. Top 10 Bishop Troutman submissions to the new translation of the Mass. Now, as many of you may know, the latest Mass translation to come has received its recognitio from the Vatican. And now it's just waiting for the U.S. bishops to determine a date at which the new translation will take place. Also, as many may know, one particular bishop stands almost alone in fighting this translation, since he'd rather have a Mass text that he claims will make the people feel instantly comfortable. That bishop, of course, is Bishop Troutman of Erie, Pennsylvania. So, here are our top 10 Bishop Troutman submissions to the new translation of the Mass. Here we go. Number 10, the Lord be with you and right back at you. Number 9, we believe in one God, the neutered parent almighty. Number 8, I confess to Almighty God and to you, my dear siblings, that I have made a few mistakes. My bad. Number 7, when supper was ended, he took the glass and filled it with martini and Rossi Asti Spumanti. Number 6, let us stand and greet me by singing our gathering song. Number 5, let us offer each other a big wet kiss of peace. Number 4, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to our good friend Johnny. Number 3, let us proclaim our faith. We don't need the word mystery anymore. Number 2,
amen, 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 amen.
And a number 1, Bishop Troutman's submission to the new translation of the Mass. The Mass has ended. Go, and don't forget the cribbage tournament downstairs.
I snark. Still.
Ready, music, and fun. That's us.
All proceeds for that alleged cribbage tournament go to the I snark. It's real snark. Stay tuned. We have just a little bit left.
And now for a few quick, real closing announcements. Currently, I may be driving a FedEx ground truck by day for a living, but that is only at least until I can become a full-blown music director somewhere once again. However, in the meantime, I'm still available for substitute organist work for Holy Mass on weekends, weddings, some funerals, especially Saturdays.
I'm willing to travel to Roman Catholic churches within a reasonable drive from the Providence, Rhode Island area. Dioceses within my range would include my home diocese, which is Providence, Rhode Island, as well as the Archdiocese of Boston, Massachusetts, and the dioceses of Fall River, Massachusetts, Worcester, Massachusetts, and Norwich, Connecticut. Fees are reasonable, competitive, and negotiable, and if you so choose, I'll even be willing to be your next music director for a reasonable salary. Much of the music I specialize in is written in traditional styles intended to be accompanied on an organ, preferably a pipe organ, although I will take a reasonable electronic or digital organ. Anyone interested should email me at bpage69@yahoo.com. Again, don't be left in the dark. Hire a snark. If you haven't already, you may subscribe to iSnark at iTunes. We have a link in the show notes as well as on the sidebar, both of which you can find at our website at theisnark.blogspot.com. Also in the show notes and on the sidebar, you will find a link to our Podcast Alley page. We ask but one favor, and that is to please take a minute to cast your vote once a month. The more votes we get, the more chaos iSnark gets to spread. So please, cast your monthly vote at Podcast Alley if you haven't already. And in the gracious words of Bartles and James, once again, thank you for your support. Finally, for some good, clean, snarky fun after the show, come on down and join Facebook's greatest fan club, Fans of the iSnark. If you haven't joined us yet, come on down. I'll leave a link in today's show notes. I want to thank you all for joining me today. Tune in again next time as we finish off the hymn section of the Journey Songs hymnal. Also, to all mothers, and especially, most especially, my wife and my own mother, happy Mother's Day this Sunday coming. I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
In part by the Kofka Kielbasa, our official deli meat, available at a Polish deli near you. And by Gernot Ludwig Weissbier, our official beer. Gernot Ludwig, King Louie to you. And by Crystal's Vintage Whitewash, our official detergent. It'll clean out your handles and musical sins. My snark is copyright 2010, Brian Michael Page. Good night.
Made on a crappy PC.